What do the enemies of America need to do before they are declared to be enemies? A letter from Terror Tide Care, Minnesota's Jelani Hussein, and what he sent to my inbox. Now, before we get to that, let's go over and define the word enemy, Webster's 1828 dictionary. It defines enemy as a foe, an adversary, a public enemy, is one who belongs to a nation or party at war with another. Now, how many organizations in America today are at work openly attempting to overthrow our constitutional republic, which is American government as we know it? This isn't a thing being done in a corner, friends. They are doing what they are doing in the light of day and without fear of consequence. If it is not the Communist Party operating through the likes of the ACLU or the SPLC or the AUSC, then we have Planned Parenthood, which is responsible for the murder of 60 million innocent babies. Or how about now, Muslims operating through the likes of Terror Tide Care? Yes, I said terrorists. Recently, I received a letter of propaganda from that of Terror Tide Council on American Islamic Relations, the acronym CARE, and its operative, Jelani Hussein, who also, somehow or another, sits on the Minnesota Governor Tim Walz's Council on Law Enforcement. Yes, you heard me correctly. Let me share with you the content of his letter addressed to me and sent to my personal email box, I'm sure inadvertently. He starts out saying, "Salam and peace, Bradley Dean. In this difficult time, I pray your family is safe and doing well. I want to share a thought with you. American writer and activist Michelle Alexander made a poignant statement in a recent essay. She said, I no longer believe that we can fix the police, as though the police are anything other than a mere reflecting back to us the true nature of our democracy. He goes on, we cannot fix the police without a revolution of values and radical change to the basic structure of our society. Now, if you remember rightly, it was Barack Hussein Obama who said before his inaugural address to become the President of the United States of America, again adding the word mysteriously, who said that he was going to fundamentally transform America. Sound familiar?
We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America.
He goes on in his letter. She makes a valid point, hiding behind this American writer and activist, friends. Yes, we must work hard to change policies, make police accountable, reimagine and redesign the system. And that is what CARE Minnesota is working so hard to accomplish. But we also have a revolution of values that radically upends the basic structure of our society. Yes, he really wrote this. Our democracy does not serve the people. It is our democracy. If we want change, we must change our hearts, our minds, and our priorities. Jelani Hussein goes on, we must stand by our principles of equality, justice, and freedom for all. Not just stand by, but stand up. We must start with ourselves. CARE Minnesota strives to educate the public and the policymakers. We are calling people to the principles we believe in, the principles this country was founded upon, the principles that have been lost to privilege and denial. We work from the outside in, through the justice system and lobbying, and the inside out by educating hearts and minds and reminding the people what justice looks like and why it matters for all of us. So, let me get this right. Terror Tide Care and its operative, Jelani Hussein, who sits on the Governor's Council on Law Enforcement, is trying to get rid of the police. By the way, he is attempting to hide out behind Michelle Alexander, which is a revelation of his true intentions. He attacks the law that he's appointed to uphold and wants to tear it down and establish a foreign law in place of American law. Jelani Hussein stated, we cannot fix the police without a revolution of values and radical change to the basic structure of our society. He also stated, she makes a valuable point. Yes, we must work hard to change policies, make police accountable, reimagine and redesign the system. And that is what CARE Minnesota is working so hard to accomplish, he said. But we must also have a revolution of values that radically upends the basic structure of our
society. Here we go. With one heart and voice, we may prostrate ourselves at the throne of heavenly grace and present to our great benefactor sincere and unfeigned thanks for his infinite goodness and mercy towards us from our birth to the present moment, for having above all things illuminated us by the gospel of Jesus Christ, presenting to our view the happy prospect of a blessed immortality, and for our unparalleled ingratitude to the adorable being who has seated us in a land irradiated by the cheering beams of the gospel of Jesus Christ, let us fall prostrate before offended deity, confess sincerely and penitently our manifold sins and our unworthiness of the least of his divine favors, fervently implore his pardon through the merits of our mediator, Jesus Christ. Forefather and signer of the Declaration of Independence, Elbridge Gerry.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, you shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, you all well know that we're down at the Minnesota State Fair, and we are into the teens, 16, 17 years now. We're on the bottom floor of the Minnesota Grandstand. That's where they play all the music. Again, we're on the bottom floor, east end, two rows in, have a lot of people coming out, totally appreciate that. We're right next to the Black Lives Matter booth, no joke. It's fantastic, folks. Those are the people that we want to come to the booth. Those are the ones that are lost, and we're called to seek and save that which is lost, Luke 19:10. And so in doing so, we're elated that we have them right next to us. As a matter of fact, just for the record, friends, outside of the fact that the mainstream media embellishes how bad they are, take the time to reach out to these people, because I'll tell you what, there's some cool kids that don't know that they're being used as a political battering ram by the powers that are tolerated concerning the American people. Also interesting fact, I wanted to share this with you because I hear idiots all over the country talk about how Minnesota is gone to the Muslims. We have 5.9 million people in the state, and there's 180,000 Muslims here. Who, by the way, majority of them have no business here whatsoever. I agree with that, right? But here's the problem. The 5.9 million people, if we're gone, it's on them, not on the Muslims, because they're a small, small portion of the population in the state of Minnesota. Also, with that said, I'd ask the teams, how many Muslims did you actually see yesterday? Because I highlighted a letter the other day from a corrupt sheriff in Sherburne County who was highlighting the fact that, listen, man, I mean, these Somalian gangs, they're like no other gangs. They're not like the Bloods. They're minimizing the Bloods. They're minimizing the Crips. They're minimizing the Hell Angels. All these guys are way worse than that. Yeah, of course, they're bringing in their tribal, educational, and culture with them. No question about it. But again, the sheriff should be enforcing the law rather than trying to scare the people. And what does he do? He sends out a piece of paper to 244 people trying to scare them into submission to a bunch of little skinnies, as they call them. And that just doesn't fly with Christian patriots in this country, friends. As a matter of fact, it encourages them. Now, going back to make my point, we're being told, watch out for what's going on at the Minnesota State Fair. And yes, it is the second day, no question about it. But I'd asked the team, I said, so how many of those bad Somalian gang members did you see? One said two people, two of them, two Muslims. Folks, a potential of 2 to 3 million people. Again, the media deceiving the people into believing there's a lot more of them than there really is. Folks, the bottom line is they're trying to use the sodomites and the Muslims to make way to upend who we are as a people. Again, that's all we have to do is separate ourselves from Christ and obedience to Christ, and the enemy can take over from there. And that's exactly what they're initiating. Just go ahead and look at the UK. Go ahead and look at Europe. What's the first thing they did? The people accepted what God called an abomination concerning the sodomites. I can go to 17:2 if you'd like, but I was thinking of Leviticus 18:22. Leviticus 20:13. I think of 1 Corinthians 6:9. I think of Jude 1:7. Oh, and the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on concerning the word of the Lord condemning what so many people in those countries have tolerated. And look what was behind the sodomites, the Muslims, just like I have been trying to warn the people of this country. I have been blowing that trumpet. I have been faithful in blowing that trumpet, Ezekiel 33, and I'm going to continuously blow that trumpet by the grace of God in hopes that some people will save themselves from this untoward generation like the Lord had told us to preach to the people. So it's on us, friends. It's not on them. But I do want to say this, friends. Two Muslims out of hundreds of thousands of people at the Minnesota State Fair yesterday. The mainstream media wants you to believe that there is absolutely nothing you can do. You're completely overtaken. The fact of the matter is the people in the state of Minnesota need to stand up, be the government, be the law, condemn the criminals, and deport them. And also hold accountable the accomplices in the mainstream media that are advocating lies and propaganda once again, which, by the way, the First Amendment does not protect. They don't have a right to lie. They do not have a right to defame. Okay? Folks, they mean to give not just the state of Minnesota away, they mean to make way for a foreign people to overtake. Now, I understand that this is the judgment of God. Absolutely. Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, 51, 52, 63, go to 68. He's very specific. Matter of fact, I've been in the book of Jeremiah. I just read the first six chapters. Take the time to read it and equate it to what happens to a people. Listen to the heart of God and the message that he's speaking to the people. And you tell me that America is not ripe for the judgment of God, because what you see Jeremiah telling the people during that particular time goes to show you, history repeats itself. When you look at what Jeremiah is being used by the Lord to speak forth to the people, it's exactly what's going on in this country. And the Lord continuously goes back and forth, and he means to reason with the people that will not be reasonable. And he's telling the people to amend their ways, to seek justice. In other words, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. Hold the wicked accountable and justify the righteous. Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. It's exactly what he was saying. But is that what you're seeing? No, it's not what you're seeing. What I'm going to do is I'm going to continuously go down this road today and just highlight more of what's going on. Because what we're seeing, friends, just like the sodomites who have been busted how many times now, creating hate crimes, self-inflicted crimes to blame their political opposition. Revelation 12:10, they're just doing the biddings of their father, the devil. Well, guess what? The Muslims are doing the same thing. They're playing the victim as they attack. Let me say it again. They're playing the victim as they attack. What does the word of God tell us? How are we supposed to respond to these people? Deuteronomy 19:19. Do to them what they intend to do to you. Folks, now listen, you say, Bradley, why are you stereotyping? I'm not stereotyping anybody. I'm telling you and highlighting those that are using everything within their means to upend who we are as a people right now. They're claiming to be the defendant. They're playing the victim. While in fact, just like the sodomites, they're attacking the people. And what they do is they come over here, they're afforded asylum, and then they begin to attack that system. It's exactly what is going on. Matter of fact, I just had a thought, and what I did is I pulled it up and I just asked the question, how many fires, how many churches have burnt down in America just over the last couple years? 1,300 churches have been mysteriously burned to the ground. Did you hear what I said? 1,300 churches have mysteriously been burnt to the ground. Who plays the victims? The Muslims do. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. It changed my life.
It's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged.
These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Are other people praying for you?
I'm worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, my name's Tom Raymond of Tennessee, retired Marine trooper and postal worker. My life's always been centered around service to God, family, and country. I've known Bradley Dean and his family for many years, fully supporting his work with teens especially, radio podcasts to include Sunday Church, and sonsofliberty.com website, chronicling Christian and geopolitical news. I hold Bradley up in prayer and financial support his mission.
Thank you, Tom. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We've got much to cover, folks. We're talking about self-inflicted hate crimes, and there's consequences. Not only seeing the sodomites do this and get caught at doing it and do a whole show on it, but we're finding the Muslims doing the same thing, friends. I just highlighted the fact, just question, how many churches in America have burnt down? There's documented 1,384 total acts of hostility against the United States and the churches between 2018 and 2024. The trackings include vandalism, bomb threats, gun incidents, and arson. Okay. We're seeing this in Europe too, by the way, in a big way. Okay. Listen again. 1,384 documented acts of hostility against the United States and the churches within. Okay. Now, who would do something like that? I mean, really, we got to begin to start asking ourselves some real questions here, okay? So with that, we're going to just roll into this. And what I want to do is I want to just lay a foundation for you during this quick hour here. And believe me, it's the quickest hour on national radio. It really is. But I want you to hear this because, again, when you begin to understand what we're dealing with here, 300, 400, 500, 600, 700, 800 years ago. We've been warned about what it is that's being allured into the borders of America, okay? This is a famous preacher by the name of John Wesley, and this is what he said. He said, ever since the religion, it's a political ideology is what it is, but they call it a religion because that's the mask that they're wearing. Ever since the religion of Islam appeared in the world, the espousers of it have been as wolves and tigers to all other nations. Hello. Rending and tearing all that fell into their merciless paws and grinding them with their iron teeth, that numberless cities are raised from the foundation and only their name remaining, that many countries which were once as the garden of God are now a desolate wilderness, and that so many once numerous and powerful nations vanished from the earth. Such was and is as it is this day, the rage, the fury, the revenge of these destroyers of mankind. Now listen, I'm not a big fan in any sense of the word of Winston Churchill. He was a Zionist scoundrel. And it's interesting how the mainstream media try to put him up. You know, scripture tells us, folks, as to how to gauge these scoundrels, as to what it references when it comes to scripture, that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Well, the media can do all that they want to prop him up, but the fact is we judge them by their fruit, Matthew 7:16-20, and he was one of those. But in this particular case, the minion from hell, this little scoundrel, Winston Churchill, he blurted the truth out in his confusion when he said this. He said, Islam is as dangerous in a man as rabies in a dog. Well, how could it be otherwise? I mean, they're feeding on the doctrines of devils. Did you hear what I said? They're feeding on the doctrines of devils. I mean, there's no other reason why somebody else would be going around like this. I'm showing up on a screen right now, friends.
Yeah,
this I'm showing on the screen, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page. A woman in Germany, interestingly enough, taking a gun and just aiming it at the German people, pretending to be shooting them, to assassinating them. Okay, again, the country affords them asylum, and what do?
Yeah, that's
folks, what do you expect when someone feeds on the doctrines of devils? I just seen a video yesterday of another Muslim. Another Muslim wielding a machete in another country and holding a woman hostage. Seen another one where he was walking around slicing people with the machete. And by the way, over in the UK right now, these people have become so demoralized that the cops themselves have been disarmed, right? And so if they have to deal with one of these that were seeking asylum in England, if they want to pick up a machete and start slicing people and murdering people, so on and so forth, it takes about 9 police officers to take one down, and they wonder why they're being laughed at. But America, don't start laughing yet, because you're beginning to incrementally see this happen in your country as well. Okay, don't talk about how ignorant they are, because you're becoming just as ignorant by even tolerating these individuals within your borders. Okay, let me give you a couple examples. I got a visual of a man going to the Mall of America, and he was so sick and tired of being turned down by women. You know what he does? He decides, I want you to hear me carefully, he decides to go grab a little boy. And as he grabs this little boy, he's on the third floor of the Mall of America. And as he's on the balcony, he takes him and throws him over the side of the balcony. And he hits the floor 3 levels down. The boy was 5 years old. Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said? Do these sound like victims, friends, or do they sound like perpetrators? Now, again, I'm not lotting everybody into this lot, but I am saying this, friends. You better understand what they're feeding on, because this isn't a game. Let me also bring you over to the media in the state of Minnesota, again, who has been criminal in so many different matters here in the state of Minnesota. And this is nationally as well, but again, highlighting just what's going on here in my backyard, so I'm not speaking out of school. But what's interesting to note is that just a couple of years back, while touring the states. I returned to find that my home state of Minnesota, I found that Somalia teenagers and adults hard at work striking terror, go to the Quran 8, chapter 8, verse 12, they say, into the hearts of the infidels. What they did is they set themselves up to be the victims and were asking for help. And then when they received that help from us, they attacked the very people that aided them. So now what's interesting is what is of note here is the CIA-controlled media in Minnesota, namely KSTP, WCCO, Fox News. All of these outlets have attacked my ministry falsely every step of the way for standing up against those that murder babies and standing up against those that mean to make a prey of our children. And they can continuously do it. But what I'm telling you is I'm not going to put up with it, okay? But I do want to let you know these are the same criminals, accomplices to the crime, that reported not a word of what it is that I'm about to highlight. As a matter of fact, for those that are on social media platforms right now, you can see that they struck the article. Again, they struck the article. And what it is, the citizens of Minnesota are feeling that the police were also involved in this cover-up. So when asked what this was or why this was not made known to the people of Minnesota, first, the victims wanted to remain anonymous. So the cops gave cover and sort of the mainstream media. Just think about that, friends. If you're a preacher and you're obeying the Lord and you're doing something that's righteous and you're arrested, they'll demonize you. They'll paint you as black can be. They'll accuse you of every crime known to mankind. But when you have foreigners in the United States of America attacking you who have no business here, they defend them every step of the way. Feebly, they attempt to defend them. So now what happened? What happened, friends, is a bunch of kids at the Minnesota Valley. It's called Valley Fair here, and it's in Shakopee, Minnesota. What a bunch of young Somali gangs decided to do is they waited for the park to fill up, and as the park filled up, they decided to show up in flash mobs. That means, you know, they came in big groups. And what they did is they wanted to scare the family and they wanted to strike terror in the infidel. And for those, again, that have the means to look at these social media platforms, please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. If not, I will paint the picture. We're looking at it right now. The mainstream media completely struck this. They're calling it Valley Scare. And they're saying that Valley Fair closed down and tons of police and tactical police are here, including helicopters, because of these Somalian gangs in Minnesota. Again, this is 5.9 million people putting up with the crimes of those that have been allured into America by treasonous said representatives. Okay? Article 3, Section 3. But I'm highlighting the video right now. On Saturday, September 12th in Shakopee, Minnesota, the Valley Fair Amusement Park was evacuated on first responder night after nearly 100 Somali men mob rushed the park and began fighting with guests. I don't think this is going to fare well in rural America. I just really don't. 263 police officers, police helicopters, canine units, and fire trucks, ambulances all responded to the scene, yet the local media in Valley Fair called the evacuation a minor incident. No joke. You got to ask yourself the question who they're working for, friends, because they're all playing the Judas, Luke 22:48. Showing more video as we go here, friends. This is just one incident.
We're never getting
just
out of
one
here.
Incident. I'm going to continuously play this throughout the break. We're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
George Washington said, "If freedom of speech is taken away, then dumb and silent we may be led like the sheep to the slaughter." Benjamin Franklin falls in suit when he said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected on its ruins. Republics derive their strength and vigor from a popular examination into the action of the magistrates." He continues on and says, "Freedom of speech is the great bulwark of liberty. They prosper and die together, and it is the terror of traitors and oppressors and a barrier against them." I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings, that except the Lord build the house, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. Benjamin Franklin.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm just paying attention to what's going on live chat right now. And people talking about getting other people to stand up against what's going on out there. And I noticed on one where a friend said back that I can't even get men in this town to come to city council meetings. I want to tell you something, friends. Those that are not standing up against it, you can rest assured they're going to be the first ones to bow to them. And they're going to be the first ones to betray you. And people don't pay attention to what's going on concerning this whole circle. This is all happening by design, okay? What they're doing, folks, the Zionists, they're using the Muslims to create war between Muslims and Christians. Oh, I thought I'd bring that up, too, since people are still not paying attention. You guys all heard of Jake Lang, right? You guys all know who he is. And I continuously highlight the fact that he is a paid Zionist provocateur, right? Yeah, I know people don't want to hear about it until somebody actually says from another corner, then all of a sudden, somehow or another, it's legitimate because somebody else said it, okay? But I do want to tell you this.
Jake Lang is an Israeli agent. Okay. I want you to know that. And I can't, hey, I'm going to go ahead and play this. But it's interesting. Here's this young kid. Again, here's the young people having to stand up and do what needs to be done because the older generation are allowing it to happen. Okay. They're standing up and fighting off what it is that they need to fight off because of the capitulator, 78 verse 9 of the book of Psalms. But this guy right here highlights the fact that you goyim, you white Americans that think Jake Lang is a far right Christian fighting off the Muslims. He uses vulgarities. He's here to tell you that he is nothing short of an Israeli agent. He is a Zionist paid provocateur. And the media's right there to blow him up nationwide. I think people ought to take a step back as well, even concerning Nick Shirley, again, because you don't want to listen to it until you figure out what I'm telling you 5 and 10 and 15 and 20 years before you figure it out that I was right. And it's not being arrogant, but I am telling you, I am giving you factual information. Nick Shirley, another one that they just mysteriously put up, and he's out there on social media platforms now, all over the place, unimpeded, not censored, not throttled by big tech company. Has anybody taken the time to understand that he was hanging around and having meetings with Donald Trump and his administration before he got famous for exposing all the Somalian fraud? No, folks, paid provocateurs. Paid provocateurs, okay? Let me go back to this individual right here. I'll do my best. I want to tell my affiliates right now, I don't have anything that will catch anything if he says a swear word, which I believe he does. I'll do my best to catch it. But I just want all of the people that see that don't have eyes to see. Those that have ears that don't hear, I want you to hear, okay? Because a picture's worth a thousand words. How about a 30-second video? Does that qualify for anything for you hard-headed knuckleheads out there? And I'm talking about those that refuse to see the truth. I'm talking to those that could be transported to the sun and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. You need to understand that there is a clear and present danger right in front of you right now. And just like the rest of history, concerning current history here in America, all of those that are being sold to you as freedom fighters are only found out to be nothing short of a bunch of American appeasers. Nancy Mace is the new one. Senator Cotton's a new one. I mean, folks, when are you going to figure it out? Mr. Gill is another one. That's all they're doing is telling you the problem. They're appeasers. They're not doing their job. They're not enforcing the law. They're not condemning the wicked. I shared with you last week about an organization saying, hey, chip in, help us bring an investigation into Ilhan Omar from Minnesota. How many crimes has she been called out for, and yet she's still free? Even defrauding the people of the state of Minnesota for up to $30 billion, and then she has nothing, and then a short time later, she has $20 million in her account, and yet she's still free to go, but yet we sit back and listen to all these appeasers call her out for her crimes, as if to suggest it's not their job to enforce the law. Hey, folks, without the enforcement of the law, we don't have a future. There is no longevity. That is the heart of God. You will never know peace, the peace of God, until you understand judgment. And judgment that does what? Judgment that preserves our freedoms. Isaiah 51, verse 4. I'm going to go ahead and play this for you. I'll do my best.
Hey, I'm just wondering, do the Christian nationalists know that Jake Lang is Jewish? Are you guys aware of this? Are you guys aware that he's an actual Israeli agent paid by the Israeli government to foment a race war in the United States?
Exactly, to foment a race war in the United States of America. Remember what the Masons said, friends. When the people need a hero, we'll deliver them up. You people out there, if you're behind Jake Lang, let me just tell you this, and I'm just going to say it straight at you. You need new heroes. This young man just said he is a paid Israeli agent to foment what? To incite war between Christians and Muslims. And I'm going to tell you why that is. Because the Zionists know, just like in Palestine, before they convinced you that Rothschild's Israel is the Israel of God, because you don't take the time to pull the curtain back on it, I want you to understand that Muslims and Christians lived in peace in that country. See, because the Zionists understand that if the Muslims and the Christians unite, and I'm talking about as a people, to have peace on this earth, the Zionist and the movement of the Zionists is all over with. I'm just telling you. I'm just telling you. I'm just saving a lot of time by doing my due diligence so you don't have to go do it. But I do expect that people, at least when they have the information, they'll respond to it. One more time. Jake Lang is an Israeli agent. He's a paid provocateur. He's doing nothing. Folks, this is exactly why Alex Jones and all these other CIA assets and controlled operatives are giving him all the coverage that he needs. And no matter how many times you call him out as a paid provocateur Zionist, why don't you consider the fact that the people that are putting him up on their platforms are paid media influencers by the Zionists? Maybe that's what people need to do, is think it through. What do you think? I would think so. I'm going to try to pull up Ken from West Virginia. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. What say you? You got to be kidding me. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and try to work that one out again. Ken, I've seen you up there the last couple days. I apologize, my friend. Do hang in there with us. We will absolutely have that line fixed coming in, incoming, right? So it's, the call's supposed to loop back, but there's not the loop coming back, and we don't know what's going on there. Give us till Monday. It will be fixed. Again, I apologize. But let's move on to the next point, okay? Because what are we seeing here in the United States of America? Well, don't ask me. Ask these guys that are involved.
And in Western Europe and in Canada, they know that by influencing the universities, it's the best way to transform a society. Higher education is the most important institution in our democratic country. Change it, where young Americans go to learn to be citizens, and you've captured the minds and the hearts of the society.
Okay,
for 40 years, the Muslim Brotherhood has been funding higher education in the United
States. The Muslim Brotherhood for 40 years has been funding higher education in the United States of America. Can't make it up. Who's been giving them a pass? Your representatives. Who's enabling the illegals to do the things that they're doing against the American people? Your said representatives. It's one of the things that I've asked over and over again. And I'm not going to play stupid with the people. I'm not going to play stupid with these unconstitutional agencies. But I think it would be, I think you would serve yourselves well if you just simply asked the question, where are all these agencies that have been created to make sure that these people don't come into America, only to find out that they're actually the ones bringing them into America? Just like the Department of Homeland Security was busted bussing them in. What was the Department of Homeland Security created for, friends? They sold it to you as to protect us from the Muslims that brought down the two towers. Remember that? Yeah, just wanted to make sure.
Training imams. And they're not just training ordinary imams, they're training radical imams.
Okay, this is in Texas. I want to rewind that so you get those first words. This is in Texas right now.
They're training imams. And they're not just training ordinary imams, they're training radical imams, because these seminaries are run by Islamists. Up in North Texas, the Deobandis have a group called the Kalam Institute. The head of the Kalam Institute, the founder, refers to Western society as filth. He justifies taking sex slaves. He justifies the killing of apostates and adulterers. Is this the man we want teaching young, recent school graduates who are pursuing their first degree? In other words...
Okay, so again, what's happening in Texas? I think we all know what's happening in Texas. Let me bring you over to Virginia really quick.
Thursday, it is what it sounds like. My name is Lieutenant Colonel Chaplain Edward R. Bassett, U.S. Army retired. I'm a 33-year four-war veteran of, among other things, the so-called GWAT, or Global War on Terrorism, which is poorly named because terrorism is not an enemy, it's a tactic. The GWAT is a defensive war against globalist Islamic jihadists who use the cowardly tactics of terrorism and barbarism regularly, as is Quranic. Imagine being so agenda-driven as to turn a blind eye to an openly hostile barbarian invasion, which is being facilitated right in front of you and often with your cooperation. Islam is a totalitarian political agenda, not a religion, because among a thousand other things, lying and manipulation are encouraged rather than forbidden.
Takiya.
Immigration without assimilation is invasion. Our country is founded on self-evident truths, and it is emphatically self-evident that Islam is not compatible with Western civilization. Have you ever actually been to the Middle East and experienced it firsthand? It is a wasteland. And you might as well be on another planet. You can feel the oppression. Women and children are property there, and they are treated as such. Even the animals suffer.
Okay, hey folks, so I want to say to all you women that your husband's standing there like a coward, doing nothing that he should be doing. Listen to what he just said, because he's making you subject to what this man's trying to warn the rest of us of before it takes place. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
My name is Lisa Mead, and I live in Farragut, Tennessee. I've been in church my entire life, and I feel like the church has changed, but God's Word has not changed. The church service that Bradley Dean leads every Sunday morning is a breath of fresh air. He teaches the entire Bible, and his teaching from God's Word magnifies the Lord Jesus Christ. Each Sunday, my husband and I look forward to the church service because Bradley honors Jesus by speaking truth that all of us need to hear. I don't want to be entertained, but need to hear the truth of God's Word. I'm so grateful and thankful to be part of the church family. Bradley's message through the Holy Spirit leads me to my Savior, Jesus Christ, and there's no better place to be. Thank you, Bradley, for answering God's call to lead the church service so that people will hear the truth that is so desperately needed today.
BBSradio.com.
Now we can understand where Harry S. Truman got his understanding from when he said, "The fundamental basis of this nation's law was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings which we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul." This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBSRadio.com. Boy, I see some more calls up there, guys. Again, I'm not getting the incoming on the call, so forgive me. I was highlighting during the second segment here, eyewitnesses and law enforcement said that nearly 100 Somali men mob rushed Valley Fair Minnesota Amusement Park in Minnesota. And I want you to see this, because what happened is the mainstream media, not only didn't they report on it, but they also expunged any evidence of it happening here. So you have, as we all well know, it's a UN agenda that's being pushed by the political system with the aid of the mainstream media and corrupt politicians here in the state. Now, you don't have to look at me and say, where are you getting that information from? It's all you have to do is check out the scoundrel and installed individual from Michigan, Keith Ellison. Then the other pedophile, Tim Walz, that scoundrel's from Nebraska. And then you got this other terrorist. Her name's Ilhan Omar. We all know who she is, right? Installed. And then we also have the lieutenant governor, again, let's just pretend with her, whatever it is, Penny Flanagan, who they want us to now believe we're reelecting to put her back into a higher position in government. I mean, the list goes on and the list goes on and the list goes on. They want us to believe that, you know, we're all about this. When in fact, they're the ones saying, the ones that I just named and more, that want to bring 200 to 300% more of these individuals, these terrorists, into America. This, folks, I don't know what you don't understand. This is your representatives doing this. As I said during the last segment, I'm going to put the question to you again. Where are these agencies that have been created to deal with what is in fact assailing the people right now? Where are they? Come on, 2 + 2, we can say it. Am I being sarcastic? Yeah, I am. Absolutely being sarcastic. Because these things have been said to the American people, 25 years now. And again, they think that I'm talking about a third world country. Well, I'm not. Absolutely, I'm not. Concerning what it is that you're seeing today, I've given you a quote by Robin Cook. And again, I know people want to pretend that these are a bunch of terrorists, but they don't pay attention to the fact that the father of the Constitution, namely James Madison, was the one that was responsible for saying if terrorism ever comes into this country, it will come in the guise, the disguise of fighting a foreign enemy. Folks, it's the oldest trick in the book. Create your own enemies. Remember Robin Cook said the same thing this guy did? Brzezinski interview published 1521 January 1998. Again, 28 years later, he said the Muslim terrorist apparatus was created by U.S. intelligence as a geopolitical weapon. Yes, to what? To bring forth the end result that they want. Condoleezza Rice said the exact same thing about the Red Terror, Joseph Stalin. He used terror to bring about the ends politically as to the ones he was creating. That lines itself up with the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Folks, how come these people aren't being condemned? Is what this man is saying true? You're going to have to answer it. Because at the end of the day, you're at the butt end of all of this. I'm going to finish this report.
Under the absolutist, barbarian ideology of Islam that brutally dominates all living things all day, every day, because Islam is not compatible with any civilization. Have you ever heard of Mohammed Man Thursday? It is what it sounds like. They rape and torture the little boys. Women are for breeding, men are for pleasure, so the saying goes. They literally have sex slaves, and you can hear them screaming at night. But U.S. forces were ordered not to stop it under the Obama administration.
Listen carefully, people.
What do you think becomes of those little boys when they grow up? That barbarism is right here, right now, because they want to bring it here. They are not looking for a better life. And whether you acknowledge it or not, it has already resulted in at least two murders that we know of in Northern Virginia. The mayor of New York, the so-called lieutenant governor of Virginia, the mayor of Dearborn.
Exactly, exactly. So, you have former military saying the exact same thing I am. Same thing. Just call it for what it is. They're being installed. Oh, by the way, remember El Sayed, the one I told you that he said if we could get 6 to 8 million Muslims in America, the people in the U.S. will come to us. Remember this? Okay, here's the clear and present danger, friends. Is this what's happening? Oh, yeah. I warned you about this guy 8 to 10 years ago. You see him? You see him on the networks that keep giving him all the airtime that he needs, namely Fox News and the such. Did you know that they're using their political opposition, the Zionists, they're using the Muslims to now go after your Second Amendment? You think I'm kidding? Oh, listen to this.
You want to replace the right to bear arms to health care.
Okay, so you have Jesse asking somebody here that means to treasonously conquer this country if he wants to remove our Second Amendment rights. I can't make it up. I'm not asking El Sayed anything. You want to know why? because he has no business in being in office in any sense of the word. And from what we've heard and seen and concerning the connections this terrorist has, he has no business being in the country, let alone being on the networks, being asked why he wants to take away the Second Amendment.
Replace the Second Amendment, do you?
Well, look, man, I think more people are more worried about whether or not they can see a doctor than whether or not they can have a gun. I'm just going to put that out there.
I mean, you're dodging the question. Do you want to replace the Second Amendment?
I'm just saying that more people
are more concerned
about seeing a doctor.
They're legitimizing him.
They probably wouldn't.
Is what they're doing.
That's a pretty good thing, don't you?
I think you dodged the question. And that's a pretty big one in Michigan. But I'll take it as what you said. You said Colin Kaepernick.
I'm perfectly fine with people. Let me just finish to answer your point. You said I dodged a question. I'm perfectly okay with people having their hunting rifles. It's an important pastime.
It's the same thing American politicians say. But folks, again, you have the American media asking the question to those that are running for office. By the way, just caught last week bragging about getting all these Muslims into office. This is exactly what they did in the UK, Europe, any other country that they take over. They come in as the victim only to attack the system that helped them.
What our elected officials believe and where they stand. And by the way, it's not just one side. These are elected officials from both sides.
There's no both
sides. Just want you to watch and understand where we actually are, because this explains it perfectly.
Sir, can we ask you America first or Israel first?
Israel first.
Israel first?
Yeah. Yeah. These are your said representatives asking, what do you represent first, America or Israel, only to prove the point that the Zionists are the ones using the Muslims to control the Muslims to sweep us away. That's what they're doing, friends.
America, sir. America first or Israel first?
He laughs about it. They're all receiving money from AIPAC, which is stolen money from the American taxpayers, only to extort our said representatives to betray us.
What's your meeting about? Secret stuff with the senators? America first or Israel first?
I'm not part of this.
You're not part of this?
America first or Israel first?
These are your said representatives, friends, that they swore with their hand in the Bible to uphold the enumerated laws. When asked what's first, America or Israel, the majority of them have said Israel so far, or they just won't answer the question.
America first or Israel first? It's a hard one.
Boy, they sure forget America where they came from real quick, don't they, people?
Fine, sir. America first or Israel first? You can't answer America first or Israel first?
And then they act like they're there to be served by the people once they get into office.
Can't answer that.
Only to prove the point. And see, these scoundrels don't realize they're the first ones lined up against the wall once they give way to the people that they're working for.
America first or Israel first?
Yeah, they won't answer the question.
Tough one?
We're done. We're done with the discussion. Folks, you better, again, these people work for you. You don't work for them. And they act like we work for them. Here's another one, Rep. Roy in Texas. I want you to listen to this. I'll just play this for a couple minutes here. But he's also a Zionist, also taking money from AIPAC, his extorter. Okay,
Senator, thanks for joining us here in the lower house. Look. I'm not going to take a whole lot of time. I want to be very clear. I am proud to be with this group of Americans, of colleagues, many of whom wore the uniform in defense of our nation and in defense of our nation against radical Islamic terrorists who wanted to destroy our country and destroy
what we know about Western civilization. See, what they're doing is they're creating the monster in your minds.
That same war is being conducted against us, but from within. And anybody who's actually paying attention to this and understands the intentions of the Muslim Brotherhood and follows and looks at the reading, at the writings and what these folks are talking
Randy
about.
Randy Fine's right next to him.
Dallas, Houston, Texas is ground zero. That's why Keith Self and I joined together to create this Sharia-free caucus, Sharia-free America caucus, because
we don't need, hey folks,
the root strength of
we don't need a Sharia-free caucus, just like we don't need any other 100 other caucuses that are unconstitutional. We're a constitutional republic. All these other caucuses have been made up. They have no legal standing. This is what I'm talking about. This is what happens when you leave the Constitution. This is what happens when you allow the mainstream media to drive the lying narrative that's been created. What am I talking about? The political language that's been created to make lies sound truthful. There is no right caucus or a left caucus. There is no 101 party affiliations. It doesn't exist. It's just the grown-ups that are pawns on the board of those that they're being dictated and controlled by. And what's scary is these people act like they know what they're talking about. That's all you have to do to stop their mouth is just say, can you show me this, for example here? Hey, Roy, can you show me in the Constitution what you're talking about? He couldn't answer it. This is what it looks like when you depart from the Constitution. By that which is encompassed within that which dictates, I said, law, not suggestion. And I'm talking about our said representatives. This is so embarrassing to me. And no matter how many times I vent this, it doesn't exist. What happens when you keep playing by the game that doesn't exist? The rules of the game that's been created to make political lies sound truthful. What you're seeing right now. Hey, folks, Muslims don't have any right serving in office. The Quran is an enemy to who we are as a people. It runs antithetical to the U.S. Constitution in the year of our Lord. Read the preceding documents, the Bill of Rights. Go to the Declaration of Independence. Go to the Mayflower Compact. My goodness, even go to the Confederate document if you'd like to. The Articles of Confederation. Folks, it all stems from who we are under the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And folks, you've allowed your politicians to leave that long ago. And it's not just the politicians. The pulpits have left the Word of God long ago in many cases. Let's watch the rest of this and we're going to end the show.
This country is our Judeo-Christian principles.
No Judeo-Christian Western... friends, and I understand this. Listen, I used to have on my website some years back, Judeo-Christian. Some people say, well, Bradley, that's an oxymoron. Well, if you look up the definition of Judeo, guess what that means? It means Jew. Then you ask the question, was Jesus Jewish? Yes, he was. Incarnate, he was. His mother was Jewish. Where does Jew come from? Judah. Okay? It doesn't mean we're joined at the hip with modern day Israel like many people that come at me and say, oh, hey, Bradley, no such thing. Look what you're doing. What am I doing? Jesus was a Jew, right? We're Christians. We're the offspring of our big brother, right? Isn't that what the Bible says? Yes. He secured us as his brethren. He is our Lord. Yes, indeed. He's the captain of our salvation. Yes, indeed. But in fact, he is our brother because he called us his brother. We've been adopted into the family by the Holy Ghost as those family members. But again, Judeo means Jew. Jesus was Jewish. What is a Christian? One that is Christ-like. So what's the confliction? How are they at odds with one another? I mean, the way, you know what's crazy? A little learning is dangerous. Because what happens is people go online. I do it all the time. I see stuff where people, especially said conservative Christians, will post something that's not true. And I'll know it's not true. And yet they'll post it like it's true. And what I'll do is I always do my best to give constitutional biblical answers, usually the biblical constitutional answers. And then I'll say, but I can't find that link. Or what I'll do, if they're people that are my friends on social media platforms, I'll say, can you give me that link, please? And then I'll never hear from them again. People need to stop slow their roll, and verify what they're saying as being either true or not true. Now, I want to tell you something, people. This might surprise some of you. You know, a lot of the propaganda, a majority of the propaganda comes out from what you call the right today. Did you know that? From the said conservatives, they're just as guilty as what they call the left. How could it be otherwise? Because the left is the fruit of the right. If you want to define them as that. That's why they're good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. I was thinking about this earlier. Hey, friends, you know why you're in trouble? Because of who you allowed to lead. And I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully. We in this country do not have leaders. We have representatives that operated through delegated authority from we, the people who are the government, who receives their rights from the leader, God, in Jesus Christ. Cross-check me. Prove me wrong. I've been waiting for 25 years for someone to prove otherwise. Go to your state preamble. Go to the sworn oaths that your said representatives swear. Why are their hands on the Bible? The list goes on, and the list goes on. I'm waiting for someone to prove me wrong on so many issues that the mainstream media continuously deludes the minds and deceives the people with by the revisionists. And they get away with what they get away with because the people let them get away with it. Matter of fact, they don't just get away with it, they go along with it. That's what they do. And yet Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and beware of the leaven, wicked doctrines of the Herodians, those in government. Let me finish this.
Civilization that have advanced the cause of liberty, freedom, and prosperity for people around
They're
the world.
They're creating the problem, people.
And our ancestors bled and died so that we could live in a country like this. And you can believe whatever you want.
No.
But you cannot engage.
No, you cannot believe whatever you want. Because if you act on those beliefs, remember what Charles D. Montesquieu said, liberty is the right to do what the law permits. What happens to people that just do what they want when they're transgressing law? Can they just do whatever they want to do, friends? And this is a said representative saying it. You can do what you want. No, you cannot. Because the minute you transgress law, you forfeited your right. Then you are what? Incarcerated. There is a judgment upon you. You're put in a penitent, right? A penitentiary. Where's that word derived from? Penitence. Godly repentance. Man, one of the things I wish people would realize, I wish people that were in prison, I wish they would have got a Bible when they were a young child, Proverbs 22, verse 6, rather than to receive one after they committed heinous crimes against innocent people in a prison. Do you not understand, people? Prevention is better than cure. This is embarrassing. The ignorance that comes from these politicians is scary. No wonder why they don't respond. No wonder why they don't jump on the radio program. They can't even answer the basic, fundamental, elementary questions when asked about the Constitution. And yet again, going back to the point, you're allowing these individuals to lead you right into the ditch. We only have one leader. His name is Christ Jesus.
What is
Article 6, Section 2.
Effort to Islamify the United States of America and not expect us to fight back and say no. Sharia is inconsistent with Western civilization.
Of course.
Sharia is inconsistent with the Constitution of the United States, the Declaration, and the rule of law in our country. That is why we've been putting forward legislation. My friend Randy Fine from Florida put forward legislation to ban Sharia in our courts. We put legislation to say that we shouldn't have tax advantage status for care who has direct ties to terrorist activities around the world. We put forward legislation to pause immigration until we've had have an immigration system that vets people for adherence to Sharia law. These are the kinds of things that the American people expect us to do. To
no, we don't need to create more bureaucracies to vet these people as to if they're going to adhere to Sharia law, because if they're wearing the religious garb, they're already here to conquer. They're not here to assimilate. That's cross-check me again. Just look to foreign countries that are being toppled right now. Okay. Folks, for the sake of time, I got the Minnesota State Fair doing a round trip every single day to make that happen. We're down at the Minnesota State Fair. If you're in the state of Minnesota, please leave your lavish lifestyle and come down and say hello to us, because we're being spent in so many different directions right now, making sure that we can reach out to the people. And it sure is encouraging for the people down at the booth when people show up and say, hey, listen, I listen to Bradley, or I'm here every year, I just wanted to come by and say hey. Or what you can do, and I offered this to the church family on Sunday, is these brand new shirts that Stephanie had made exclusively for the state fair. I said, well, let me show them to my church family first. So, Radio family, many of you are my church family. If you'd like to order one of these, now is the time to do it. It's brand new on sonsoflibertymedia.com on the store. Your orders will go out the door tomorrow morning. Also, consider this before I hang up. Friends, we don't have sponsors. I know that you think somehow or another in your mind that we're just raking in the money over here. You're sadly mistaken. We're a black and white ministry. The message is repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. The way the Bible teaches us to preach, and it's there's no nice way not to offend people. Let me say it that way, by telling them that they need to repent. We need support. We're looking for cheerful givers. And in the process of doing that, if you'd like to go over and become a son or daughter of Liberty, we greatly appreciate it, because you are the ones that keep us out there. You are the ones that keep us out there. Without you, we're not going to be out there. And I want to tell you this, not trying to be exclusive, but I'll tell you what, folks, you're running out of people. You're running out of people. People are being fatigued into compliance, and you're running out of more and more, either through natural years coming up upon them or an unwillingness to actually break through and keep fighting until we get this victory in Jesus' name. We're staying here by the grace of God, but we can only do that with the support of the people as a ministry. And again, if you'd like to become a son or daughter of Liberty, it's super easy. So all you have to do is go to Sons of Liberty Media and go right there, and you can donate. We also have a mail-in. I'll give that address to you on Sunday. But for the sake of time, friends, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, down at the Minnesota State Fair, Minnesota Grandstand, bottom floor, east end, second row in. East end, second row in, bottom floor, Minnesota Grandstand at the Minnesota State Fair. Love you by what we do. Folks, let's get busy. Let's get busy, because we can do this, my friends, lawfully. I want to say it again, lawfully. There's lawful answers, and the people are the law in this country, and we need to come on. We need to come together under the umbrella of who we are to win the day, okay?